Outside world factors continue to play a role when it comes within our markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case as we opened up the markets on Monday morning, looking at the livestock trade with cattle. Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, it's a whole new world from what we thought it was Friday night. And so, you know, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest, that we haven't seen more violent moves. It's a little subdued kind of to what I thought maybe we could see, which is a positive. We know cash didn't trade well. Feels like, you know, is this the end as far as the cattle market goes? But we're definitely correcting. Now the stock market's just kind of bouncing around near unchanged. That's, I think, helping this cattle market a little bit. You know, my guess is we'll still be kind of somewhat tied to whatever the stock market does. But, you know, we're just a moment away from having a change in the status quo as far as this whole Iranian issue goes.
As we started the week on the cash cattle front, rounding out the weekend, we've seen sales essentially from 241 to 244. On the cash hog front, however, we've seen prices increase from $90 to $91, even $92.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, it felt like, man, we got a little cheap, and we've had a rebound since. Maybe this is enough for a pause, see where we want to go from here. You know, I guess I could say if this is the correction to get back, that's probably enough for now. I still think we're kind of, hogs are somewhat at the mercy of the cattle. If the cattle decide they want to unload and set back, you know, the hogs will have a little bit of a hard time swimming against that money flow. I feel like barring, you know, anything changing with what's going on in the world, hogs feel comfortable here. To me, this is maybe where we're supposed to be.
Our grain markets continue to focus on what's going on around the world here as well. Now, coming up this month, we will have some key reports that we'll be watching, especially coming up towards the end of this month. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.